I spent a great amount of time last week taking some holidays on one of our great lakes, Lake Huron. Absolutely beautiful place to be in the Port Elgin area. And just, I mean, the water was beautiful. It was crystal clear and so many people were enjoying it. And I just thought it's just incredible that we live in a country so full of water and our province is just so full of lakes. And when you're dealing with a heat wave, it's nice to be able to get near these lakes. Mark Mattson's been on the show several times. He is with the environmental team, the Swim, Drink, Fish. And you know him from the show. He's also a water keeper for Lake Ontario. We talk about the health of water quite a bit. I want to welcome onto the show Catherine McKenna, who is going to be and embarking in this really interesting challenge, and she's challenging us to do so as well. It is with Swim, Drink, Fish. Catherine McKenna is our guest. She's MP for Ottawa Centre and Canada's Minister of Infrastructure and Communities and Climate Advocate. Welcome to the show, Catherine. Nice to have you on.
It's great to be on, Kelly.
So, as I said, I spent some time in Lake Huron. I just found out about your initiative, so I'm going to have to head back up there and take a picture of me in Lake Huron. But what are you planning on doing for Swim, Drink, Fish?
Well, I've actually already embarked on what we're calling the McKenna Swim Challenge. Everyone is invited. I'm a swimmer. I love the waters. And for my 50th birthday, I thought I'd do something different. I would swim in all five Great Lakes, in the Atlantic, Pacific, and Arctic Ocean, and raise money for Swim, Drink, Fish. So every time I swim, I donate to Swim, Drink, Fish. So I'm asking Canadians, and of course Ontarians, if they want to do the same. $10 to Swim, Drink, Fish every time you go into a new body of water, because that will help them do water samples. And so we've raised $5,000 so far. I actually swam this morning. I was with some swim buddies from U of T. I used to swim in the varsity team there. We swam in the beaches. But I've done four Great Lakes. I've done the Pacific and the Arctic. So I still have Lake Michigan and the Atlantic to do.
Okay. And how was swimming in the Arctic?
It was cold. It was very beautiful. I was in a place called Pangerton by one of our national parks. But, you know, people might say, like, why are you doing this? I love our waters. But, two, we're really lucky. We have the largest body of fresh water in the world, if you look at the Great Lakes. We also have three oceans, and we need to protect them. And I think Canadians get it because, especially, as you say, it's been a super hot summer so far, and so people are getting into the lakes, enjoying them. But I think that people realized in the pandemic that getting outside, getting to nature is really important. So I think making sure that our bodies of water are clean is what the what Swim, Drink, Fish does. Mark Mattson is an awesome advocate for that. So I think we all have a role to play. And I think when you get out into the water and you enjoy it, you remember how important it is to protect it, to keep it clean for swimming, drinking, and fishing.
Right. And so the $10 that you will donate every time you take a picture of yourself or slip into a new body of water, does it have to be one of the Great Lakes, or can it be like a small lake where your cottage is?
It can be any body of water. So all you do, it's not very hard. You just use the hashtag McKenna Swim Challenge. Take a picture of yourself in said body of water and put it out on social media. Make a donation to a great charity and just celebrate how lucky we are to live in such an awesome country where we have access to amazing bodies of water that we want to protect.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I'm pretty sure Swim, Drink, Fish is nonprofit, and all of the people that work to collect these water samples do so on a volunteer basis.
Yeah, I mean, they have some people that are employed, but yeah, most of these are volunteers, and it's only $10 for a sample. We've raised $5,000 so far, so that's 500 water samples. And look, I was at the beaches today, and I was just thinking, I've seen so many people out. It was pretty early in the morning, and people just enjoying our water, so we need to protect it. And so we got to do everything we can, and we're lucky to have volunteers, great, you know, not-for-profit organizations doing hard work. So my view is, let's do something good. Let's give them some money to help them continue the really important work they're doing.
I really respect you for being the type of person that has said over and over again, you're going to do things on your own terms. And I think that this shows that you're definitely celebrating your 50th birthday on your own terms, you know, doing something that you love, but also doing something that you're passionate about giving back to, which is in the environment here. And here we are on week two of an election campaign. You're not going to run again. This was a big shocker. I remember breaking the news on the show that you had announced that you weren't going to run again and that you were leaving politics once again. This was on your own terms. A lot of people have been pretty judgmental of you, saying, wait a minute, Catherine, the fact that why you are so successful and why you are such a bright light for women in politics is the fact that you are operating on your own terms. Has it been difficult to balance your values, what you want for yourself and how you operate, with kind of like a responsibility that you might feel to other women to inspire them to get into the politics? And how do you balance all that out and rectify, what could be something that is an opposing force in your mind?
Well, look, I mean, when I decided, look, I got into politics 8 years ago. I had to run for 2 years to win. I had a really tough riding to win, and it's been great. But, people want to set your goalposts for you. For me, I just said I got into politics to do some things. I wanted a change in government. I really wanted us to be focused on climate change. And I feel like I've done what I've come to do internationally on climate. Pollution knows no borders, and I'm going to go work on that. I also have three kids, and I want to spend more time with them. So I didn't get out, I didn't get in to make other people happy. I got in because I had something to do. I'm getting out because I feel like there's other ways I can make a difference, in particular on climate change. But one thing I will always do is support women and girls who want to get into politics. I started a campaign, Run Like a Girl, and it's nonpartisan because I think we got to sometimes move beyond the party politics. And it's really about inspiring girls and women. And I had an event, and actually a girl stood up and she said, I'm going to run for my student council president. And guess what? She ran. She came back and found me. She told me she won. Another woman decided to run for mayor and she won. Other women have run different positions. And I think, look, women are 50% of the population. Mm-hmm. They have lived experiences. We need their voices. I will always be there, have their back. And we need men supporting women too. Is really important. So I'm going to continue that. I had a great run in politics. There are other ways to get things done. I am helping out in the campaign. I'm helping out the Liberal team. But, I got other things I got to do. And that shouldn't be seen as, defeat. Like, I don't think you have to stay into politics forever. But I will always be a champion for women and girls and broader diversity in politics because we need different voices out there.
And you're helping out Ottawa Centre's federal Liberal candidate, who is Yasser Naqvi. We've had him on the show a few times with his campaign. How's that going?
It's going well. Like, look, you got to earn every vote. As I tell everyone, you don't get any free passes. I'm out here with Arif Virani this morning. I did an event in Hamilton. We did Ad Women Change Politics because there's a bunch of amazing women, Anina Anand, who is the one responsible for getting all of the vaccines. She was there, Philomena Tassier, Minister of Labor, but also these three new women that stepped up, including an Indigenous woman. So I'm doing what I can to help folks out, and I think politics matters. So I know people are thinking about their choices. Like, one thing I do know, and I've lived around the world, we're very lucky to live in a democracy where you have free and fair elections. So, think hard about what kind of future you want and make sure you vote, because I do think it does matter. It's easy to be cynical. Sometimes I got annoyed in politics. I had some people that would go after me, but it actually really matters.
Right. Now, according to a recent poll, before I let you go, I want to ask you about this. The Liberals and Conservatives are get almost neck and neck right now when it comes to the election. I don't think Justin Trudeau, when he called this election, even anticipated anything like that, because he certainly didn't have to. I think pre-election, people were looking at Trudeau's government and saying, we like how he handled the pandemic. He put the public first. But do you think, there's any way for, Trudeau to, reboot this campaign? Is there anything you can point out that maybe might be adjusted to, increase his numbers again at the polls?
Look, I mean, you have to earn people's vote, and that's every election. And, we still have many days left in this election. I'm sure there'll be ups and downs. I think that, You know, we did a lot through the pandemic. 80 cents in every dollar was invested to support Canadians. That's businesses, that's individuals, that's cities. We also, you know, got vaccines. We're top in the world. I mean, obviously, there's still work to do. But you got to earn it. And I say that to everyone. And, you know, one thing I know, Canadians are always right. So Canadians will vote. They will decide who they want in government. And that's the way it should be. So I certainly say to everyone, go knock on doors. I knocked on more than 100,000 doors with my team to talk to people and listen to their concerns and make sure you connect with them. And that's what Canadians have the opportunity of doing. I think, you know, it's not just about what you did, which I think we did a lot. It's about what kind of future do you want. And one of the things I know is climate change is a big deal. And I really think there's a big divide between the Liberal Party and the Conservatives on climate change. And it's accelerating. And it's also a huge economic opportunity for us to be a leader in the clean solutions. But people have choices. That's a good thing about elections. You'll go into your ballots. You'll go into mark your ballot and you can decide. And I think, you know, obviously I'm a Liberal, but folks will get to earn it and folks will have a choice.
Catherine, thanks so much for joining us and good luck with your last swim. You said you had it in the Atlantic. Is that right?
I'm headed to the Atlantic and then I got to get to Lake Michigan, but when right. It's safe to get over the border. But anyway, McKenna Swim Challenge, that's a hashtag. Get out. $10 every time you swim somewhere different. It'll be for a really good cause.
All right. I'll be sure to take a dip in Huron for you. Have yourself a fantastic day.
All right. Thanks.
Cheers. Catherine McKenna is MP for Ottawa Centre and Canada's Minister of Infrastructure and Communities.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.